Livingston, Danny?
Certainly. I thought the level of performance, particularly the first half, in and out of possession, was fantastic. I thought, credit to Albion Rovers, you know, they had a little bit of a different game plan in the second half where they made life a wee bit more difficult. They got a wee bit more personal in terms of man marking. And it made life a little bit more difficult in terms of the rotation and have given our lads a little bit of a problem to solve. And I thought we overcome that, and I thought we still played great stuff and got the ball into key areas that we had identified. But what let us down was our final pass today, you know, in that final third. I thought that we went through and created a lot of good opportunities today, and I think the young man that's came in and made his debut the day, PJ, he was absolutely outstanding. So he was, and yeah, he was certainly my man in the match today, and he certainly kept him in it. But you know, overall, we are very, very pleased with the 1-0 victory. We spoke to them at half time that there'll be a challenge there, and at this minute in time, you had 3 points. You've got to go out there and control the game in such a manner that you look to capitalise on that. But at the same time, you don't do nothing drastic that's going to give them that one and only chance. I can't recall Blair being in any difficulty other than the one that he's caused himself with the throat, thinking the boy's going to take a long throw in. But you know, I was very pleased with my team in the second half was the organisation out of possession. I thought we were like a pack of wolves at every time that we gave the ball away. You could see the intensity, and you know, regardless, and I says if we get that endeavour and that commitment and that hunger to press the ball as much as that every week, you know, we'll give ourselves a good chance. And what we have to just finally do and go away and work on is just that final ball, that thing. You know, you can have as much possession as with the ball as much as you can, but it's what you do when you're in possession of that ball. It's the part, you know, that makes the difference. And likewise, it's, you know, the organisation that helps you retreat once you give the ball away, and I thought we did that absolutely fantastically well. So delighted with a clean sheet, you know, and it was a very difficult fixture coming on the back of that. They made a lot of changes today in terms of what we've already seen. So, you know, they asked one or two questions of us, but to a man, I thought, you know, I don't think anybody would argue that we thoroughly deserved, you know, a very, very comfortable 1-0.
Danny, I don't know if you know, there was a fans poll up at the Fife Free Press, and the Raith Rovers fans picked you as their favourite for that job. Does that at the very least give you a lot of credit for the job you're doing here?
Listen, I think it's a compliment to be linked with any role and any,
it's coming from the fans.
Yeah, any affiliation that you have. I've had good number of years at Raith Rovers. You know, it was a club that was close to my heart. We created good memories and that together. But I'm in a great place at this moment in time. I'm absolutely loving working with the chairman that I have. He's the best that I've ever worked for in terms of that. Working with great directors, good people, dressing room, you know, we've just got our squad and that complete. And the infrastructure of this place, you know, it's something where I love, you know, coming to my work, you know, on a daily basis. Yes, I have the aspirations and the ambition that I want to get back to full time. But why can we not succeed that together, myself and Clyde?
Thank you, Danny.
Okay.